Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Another one bites the dust.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Today, the housing market claims one of its biggest casualties yet. American Home Mortgage plans to close most of its operations and lay off 7,000 people. The company will probably have to file for bankruptcy by Monday. This is also a sign that the scope of the problem is widening. American Home Mortgage was handing out loans to people with decent credit, not the riskiest subprime borrowers. Still, Wall Street had another last-minute rally yesterday. The Dow gained 100 points to 13,463. The NASDAQ put on 22 to 2575. The S&P 500 climbed 6 points to 1472. The Asian markets added about 0.5%. European shares are up so far. It's the last day of school for Congress. August recess is supposed to start tomorrow. And when lawmakers come back next month, Iraq is expected to dominate the political agenda. So they're frantically trying to get other big legislation out of the way. Jeremy Hobson reports.
Today, House Democrats will try to pass their energy legislation. Earlier this week, they made it easier for workers to sue employers for pay discrimination, reversing a recent Supreme Court decision. And yesterday, the Senate passed sweeping ethics legislation that mandates greater disclosure of pet spending projects known as earmarks. Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution says the last-minute flurry of activity is no surprise.
Democrats were terrified that they would be subject to withering criticism for, again, a do-nothing Congress.
The House will also try to pass the Defense Appropriations Bill today, one day after President Bush derided members for not sending him any of the 12 spending bills due September 30th.
They need to pass each of these spending bills individually, on time, and in a fiscally responsible way.
Vetoes could be on the way. The president claims Democrats are overspending. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The Godzilla of carmakers just keeps getting stronger. Today, Toyota reported a 32% increase in profits for the last quarter. In fact, the company had its highest quarterly profit ever between April and June. Gas prices are helping Toyota sell more of its Camry and Prius models. Toyota is still on track to unseat GM as the world's number one automaker at the end of the year. If you've flown Northwest lately, chances are you've run into problems. The airline has canceled hundreds of flights this summer because its pilots have been calling in sick. They haven't been feeling well because of an agreement they struck with management while Northwest was in bankruptcy. Now it appears the two sides have found a cure. More now from Stacey Vanek Smith.
Northwest Airlines filed for bankruptcy 2 years ago. Back then, one of the deals it cut raised the cap on the number of hours pilots could fly per month, from 80 to 90. Under the new deal, pilots would get overtime pay for flying more than 80 hours a month. They would also get bonuses of up to $1,000 for perfect attendance. Airline analyst Richard Abulafia says any deal is a good deal.
No matter what agreement they came to, it's going to be better than labor unrest, because that can really poison the financial outlook for any kind of airline.
Abulafia says the airline's been doing well since emerging from bankruptcy in May. He says troubles like these are to be expected.
The airlines, of course, are trying to keep their usual schedules, but they've cut back spending on both equipment and personnel to the bare minimum. So inevitably, you're going to see some shortfalls and gaps appear in the system.
Northwest and its pilots are expected to sign a deal this weekend. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
If somebody walks into a Wisconsin bank with a bag full of quarters, it might be a little suspicious. This week, 32,000 quarters fell out of an armored car near Madison. Only half the coins have been returned, about $4,000 worth. The driver was cited for failure to prevent a leaking load.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Every summer, families from all over the world make the theme park pilgrimage to Orlando. But not everyone is headed for Disney or Universal or SeaWorld. There's another choice, a Christian theme park called Holy Land Experience. It's been around for about 6 years, but it's struggled. Enter Trinity Broadcasting, the huge Christian TV network. It just bought the Holy Land Experience and hopes to be its savior. Here's Jeff Tyler.
The Holy Land Experience aims to transport guests 2,000 years back in time. For $35, you can visit a recreation of ancient Jerusalem or watch dramatizations of biblical stories, some set to music. Les Cheveldayoff portrays Christ, reenacting scenes from the life of Jesus.
We don't have a photo op time where you can come around and sit around Jesus and take a picture, because we're trying to keep some reverence there. Don't want it to turn to like a Mickey Mouse kind of thing.
Of course, Mickey Mouse might be considered a competitor, though park officials say Disneyland represents a different market. Nonetheless, the new owner plans an upgrade. Trinity Broadcasting Network's Paul Crouch Jr. envisions the park as
a faith-based Universal Studios, so to speak, where we'll use it as a platform for production. We're going to shoot movies there. We could shoot musical specials. We could shoot talk programs.
But is that enough to ensure financial salvation? Dennis Spiegel, president of International Theme Park Services, is an industry consultant. Pointing to the example set by the now-defunct Christian theme park Heritage USA, he says religious theme parks have a spotty track record.
Unless you are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to develop a concept and present the concept, it has its deficiencies.
Before Trinity came on board, Spiegel says the Holy Land Experience struggled to attract the multitudes.
They have suffered, and they have not had the attendance or come close to the attendance that they've anticipated.
Trinity Broadcasting Network's Paul Crouch Jr. disputes that assessment.
They had the budget, and the ticket sales were covering, you know, the basic costs of running the park and keeping things going, but they just never could break through and get promotion.
Promotion is something that Trinity Broadcasting is well-equipped to handle. It boasts more than 12,000 television and cable affiliates worldwide. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.